Yes, this is the one. You see, as we're proper professionals, we don't want to have our asses sued by Fox or whoever the hell owns Futurama these days.
Yeah, but wouldn't they do that anyway?
I think we get away with it.
Yeah, I mean,
you think?
This is so naff, I love it. But wait, this isn't the Star Trek theme!
But we're a Star Trek podcast, Ben. We watch TNG here.
Yes, we don't watch any other TV, film, or anything.
But it's Easter.
It's Easter, which means that because Jesus has risen, he has risen.
Because we eat the chocolate eggs.
Yes.
Exactly, that's more like it.
Actually,
nothing to do with
Jeebus.
Easter. There is space
baby Jeebus.
There is space Jeebus in Futurama.
The baby Jeebus.
Jesus.
It's Jesus with an easel.
Easter has nothing to do with Jesus. It's a pagan festival of fertility.
Exactly. Appropriated by Christians.
Romans.
Christians.
The Roman, one of the Roman leaders, he converted
Christians.
It. Because eggs, the womb, and the rabbit was the symbol for the goddess. I can't remember the name of her now, but she was the goddess that they would celebrate on the
as a Roman.
Easter,
I should know this.
The spring,
but,
the solstice.
As a future Roman.
future Roman, otherwise known as an Italian.
We build aqueducts, that's what we did. I don't care about the rest of it.
And obviously it's got to be, it only happens on the was it the fourth week of the, from the full moon of the...
When the sun's in the 25 degrees to the left.
Hopping on one leg and doing some weird signs.
Easter is just, let's all get shagged up day. Like seriously, like the pagans celebrated this fertility god. And spring by just shagging.
Sorry, I went silent there randomly. I was like, I heard something.
I heard a little noise.
Oh, well, that's just... There you go, that's the noise. after all this bollocks, this is our Easter special.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, let's do something Star Trek related, but not quite Star Trek related. So
we're doing a Futurama episode where they take the piss out of the original series.
I don't think take the piss.
They parody.
I don't even think it's a parody. I think it's a love letter.
Yeah, it's a homage.
It is a love letter. Yeah.
It's I didn't get the feeling that there was any maliciousness.
Oh no, it's clear.
Sort of right from the beginning.
Well, they,
with Shatner starting it.
Oh yeah,
and then Fry comes in, obviously the cage. Yeah.
Well, this I'm trying to think of all the parodies. Mm. Like, is this the best one? It's a tough one because this one's certainly the one that has the most love involved, like the most love of the source material.
Absolutely.
With the I don't know if you can call Galaxy Quest. Galaxy Quest is a tough one because it's certainly a love letter to Star Trek.
Oh, absolutely.
What about the Orville?
The Orville. Yeah.
That's just a rip off.
There's loads.
In a very nice way.
No, good way. I mean, it's certainly gone in its own direction, but
absolutely.
It's like it's definitely trying to be TNG.
Not as advertised, though. If you ever saw the first trailer, it made it out as though it was going to be a comedy.
Yeah, well, they had to.
That just sounds like Fox going, oh, you're Seth MacFarlane, so obviously you have to make a comedy.
Mm. He wanted to do a more serious one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the whole reason it happened is because he wanted to write for the new Star Trek and they wouldn't let him.
He's been trying to do Star Trek for years.
Really?
He was in Enterprise. That's about as much as he got.
Enterprise?
Yeah, the very bit part.
Yeah. I think it was even before Family Guy, wasn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Was it before Family Guy? No, it can't have been.
No, it must have been.
Around the same time. It was around the same time.
Yeah?
Yeah, 2000.
I always thought it was before.
No, because Family Guy started in 99, Enterprise 2001. So, no, it must have been after. Family Guy's been going on for that long.
Enterprise was that late?
Yeah.
Wow. For some reason, I always thought, could have been, Wow.
So, what other like proper Star Trek parodies have there been? Not just sketches, but proper.
Yeah, the one that pops to mind was the SNL sketch.
Oh,
with,
yeah. Shatner.
What's his name? And, the guy that died.
Belushi, John Belushi. Yeah. I don't remember John. Oh, God, do you remember John Belushi? Yeah. He's one of the fat Star Trek fans, isn't he?
What's his name? His partner playing Spock.
What? Dan Aykroyd was...
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
remember Shatner, yeah. But, like, I wondered how I would have felt watching that at the time. I don't think I would have found it funny.
And obviously the IT crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Damn it, female Spock.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start getting into Matt Berry impressions now.
It's found its way into modern culture, like, so much. Like, it's in... You can't watch a nerdy show without there being some sort of reference.
I mean, even Lower Decks is just a Star Trek reference. Star Trek. It's just self-referential, is all it is.
Mm. I mean, the whole thing Lower Decks is, was an episode, you were saying.
Yeah, but I mean... There's no, I don't think there's any real link to it at all, other than just the basic concept, none of the characters are in it.
No, that's, yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, the name of it was the name of an actual episode, wasn't it?
Lower Decks,
and then
Dan Aykroyd played, I think played Bones on it.
Oh, but
yeah,
bloody adverts.
Although, have you seen that acoustic tiling?
In the middle of the podcast.
In the middle of the podcast. Sorry. Oh, yes, we need some acoustic tiling. Ooh, peacock.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Yeah, so, for some reason, it sprung to mind when we were talking about,
You didn't see it
parodies.
At the time, did you?
No, I'm not that old.
Well, it's from the, actually, early 80s, I suppose. No, it can't be early. Mm. When did Belushi die? He died just after Blues Brothers, didn't he? So,
yeah.
This
is, I think this is 70s.
Blimey.
Seeing him thin is weird.
Oh, yeah, he is actually quite thin.
Oh, no, I mean...
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd. Seeing Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Oh, no, the funny thing is I kind of always associated him with being thin.
Well, the first time I saw... I mean, I did watch the Blues Brothers growing up, but I didn't realise it was Dan Aykroyd for the longest time.
Yeah. Well, I don't think... He doesn't take his glasses off at all.
Mm. Yeah.
I know Belushi does, but like...
So that was great film. I always associate him with the Ghostbusters. I think
it's, yeah. Mm. He wasn't properly fat in Ghostbusters. I mean, he's probably fat now.
Sorry, he was... Chunky.
he chunked out.
Have you ever seen Gross Point Blank?
No.
Oh, honestly... If you have, you've got to watch it. Is it on the library?
Oh, it'll probably be on Netflix Plus, Disney, Amazon Prime. Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Okay, so that one. I mean,
Family Guy make regular references.
Oh yeah, they did TNG episode.
They did one with the crew of the TV, but it wasn't really a reference to the show. It was more a reference to the cast.
Yeah.
Because they all went out for lunch, didn't they? Or the day out with Stewie.
Yeah, I actually, yes, this isn't really a Star Trek parody. Yeah, it's weird. It is kind of, just focusing on the cast more than anything.
Not like this episode.
No,
this is a flat out, it's a love letter. That was a very good way of putting it.
Yeah. I mean, are we all big Futurama fans? I can't remember.
No, I've watched a few episodes.
I regularly watched through all of them.
Yeah.
I do admit it was the first, I think it's the first series I binge watched. Like before the newer ones came out,
Scrubs
series one, no, series 1 to 4 when it came out on DVD. I think I an Easter holidays at school, college maybe. I just watched them all in an Easter week, which when you think there was 4 series of like 20 odd episodes, is quite a feat, I think.
Mm.
maybe it's summer holidays or whatever.
So one of the few animated series, like adult animated series, that that looked good from the start.
Yeah.
Like you look at The Simpsons and even Family Guy when they first started.
Sketchy.
They looked odd and then they polished them up over the seasons. But this one, I don't think they've really changed the design of anything since the start.
I mean, the 3D animation and the 3D kind of it's not cell, bloody digital. No, but like 3D cartoony animation has been there right from the beginning. Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing they haven't done is the voices changed.
Like Bender is probably the most different.
And
really?
Yeah. No, listen to Bender. He's a lot slower.
He gets less gravelly as well.
Yeah, even Fry.
Fry a little bit.
But
Leela stays pretty much the same.
It's just her,
isn't it?
It's weird because I watched Married with Children first.
Yeah.
So hearing Peg from Married with Children was weird.
Imagine how I felt. After growing up with Futurama, I watched Sons of Anarchy, which is that biker thing.
Oh, my word.
And she's like the mum in that who like kills people. And you're like, Leela.
What have you done?
Fun fact, in one of the seasons, the blonde girl from High School Musical was also in it. And she's like a stripper. And it's really bizarre. Because like you're like, hey, High School Musical girl. Oh, God, no.
Never watched High School Musical.
Don't.
Oh, I don't know. Maya Kermode loves them. I actually think they're not insulting. They're not insulting.
They're not bad.
But he didn't do his own singing, so.
Well,
none of them did, I think.
Oh, God. Yes. So I suppose. Anyway. So you're the one who's seen it the least.
Yeah, it's
the most. Up until now, I've never seen this episode before.
How the hell not?
I've only watched maybe 6 or 7 episodes.
You're missing out.
You are missing out. I mean, it's a rare thing where it's kind of done a Family Guy in that it's been cancelled and brought back about 57.
Yeah.
In fact, they've just brought it back again.
Yeah, they make references to it all the time. They take the piss out of Fox and they openly say like, oh yeah, as long as Fox don't like cancel us again.
I remember when it came back the first time and they lost their delivery license with the Box Network.
And it flickers to say Fox.
Those asinine morons at the network cancelled our license.
They actually do an abbreviation for it, like the something of exchange or something. I can't remember. They actually come up with an abbreviation for Box, and it shows the building, and it just Box.
But I mean,
how many times have it been cancelled then?
No, I think cancelled is unfair.
Other series, they say it's the last series.
Like the first 4 series, it was properly cancelled after that. But I think it just
ended after the end of this season.
It got cancelled, yeah.
That this episode is in. Yeah, because I've not seen any, as far as I know, I've not seen any of the other episodes in this season.
And the weird thing is that they've all had good endings, like proper,
really
good endings.
Heartfelt, wonderful endings.
Yeah.
Like the most recent one, I cried.
Probably the best.
Yeah.
And that's rare for like something to come back, because, you know, Family Guy came back and it was better for a while, but then it kind of went,
Scrubs came back and it was pants.
Terrible, yeah.
Mm.
Can't think of anything else that's come back. That's why I don't think they should. Well, that's a very long story.
They tried that with the film, remember?
The Paul McGann film. That was a good film.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But
Eric Roberts is the master.
When you're deprived of Doctor Who for so long.
Yeah, you'll take anything.
But he was. I would have loved to have seen him. As in a series.
An actual Doctor.
Yeah.
Well, did you see? He did that thing where he regenerated into John Hurt.
Yeah,
that was quite.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
The movies, are they? Would you say the Futurama movies are movies or specials?
Oh, they're.
Oh, wasn't there one with the beast with the
beast with a billion
bats? Yeah,
there's about 4 of them now.
Yeah, they just they do the TV like Duma's episodes and then put them into a movie, or did they do it the other way around?
Other way around.
Yeah,
it's what they did with Blue Harvest and Family.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember buying them and at the time thinking these aren't as good.
Mm.
I don't know why. The weirdly, when it came back again as a series, I thought it got better.
Something about having a break between them is quite nice.
Yeah. But,
so are they bringing it back again? Or?
Yeah, on Hulu, of all things.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know what? A fair play to Hulu. They've been bringing back quite a lot lately.
Well, the Animaniacs they brought back.
Loved that. Yeah. I mean, and this is it.
Well,
like they've almost...
connection here with this episode.
Mexico, Panama. What? What's the connection?
With the Animaniacs.
Brain?
Oh, Brain!
Who plays the entity?
No, that's not Mike Paulson. Rob Paulson, is it?
No. Maurice.
Maurice the Martian. Oh, God, yes, of course. Oh, my God. Oh, God. There's one person listening to this who's going to shout at me for that. Who do you think?
My Jess.
Oh, yeah, no, Maurice. Oh, God, how can I forget Maurice the Martian?
Please forgive him, Jess.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because it was bugging me.
Yeah,
it was bugging me. I when I got to the bit with the, you know, with the cloud.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and it was like, I know that voice. I know that voice.
His voice is so, you know, familiar.
Yeah.
He does, like, the first thing I remember him in was The Critic, which no one remembers.
I do.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah,
I do.
Oh, sorry, I forgot
well,
what I was talking
about. I know him as The Critic from The Simpsons when he's in
Oh,
there.
Jay Sherman was in The Simpsons, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But look, Maurice LaMarche is in The Critic, and he like, it's the first time you really hear his Orson Welles impression where he does... Yeah. Rosebud frozen peas full of country goodness and green penis. Wait, that's terrible. I quit. There, I think I've I brought my nerd credentials back there.
So yeah, you saved yourself ish. Yeah, I'll let Jess be the decide on that one.
The arbiter,
indeed. Thank you. Right, so opens up on the ship. Yeah, with the Star Trek nacelles.
Oh, the Star Trek nacelles.
The what's it? The Futurama ship.
With the Star Trek nacelles.
Planet Express.
Yeah. Planet Express, thank you. I thought that was the name of the company.
That's just called Planet Express ship, isn't it?
It's
just,
There's no name for the for the ship itself.
No, it's like the UPS van. You don't,
Okay. Anyway,
but the forgetting the nacelles or something, like literally Shatner's first line is a reference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's his first line?
I can't remember.
Star date unknown. But he goes, "The impossible has happened," which is literally the first thing he says in the first ever Star Trek episode.
Oh, really?
That he's in, yeah. When a Man Has Gone Before. His literal first captain's log is, "The impossible has happened." It's just like, yes, okay, reference done. I mean, like, literally in the first second.
I think you've definitely saved yourself.
Yes!
Now, without a doubt.
Yay!
Absolutely.
No, but, one.
Yeah, so we've got the little monologue, and then Zap stops him.
Which is...
And brings in the accused.
I love the Zap interrupts him, because Zap is just...
Quiet, you!
Yeah. And honestly, it's just...
a reference for him, isn't he?
Well, he's meant to be Shatner. He's not meant to be Kirk, he's meant to be Shatner.
Yeah.
The problem I have, and probably the thing that probably would put me off Futurama, is how close Zap is to Phil Hartman.
Oh, well.
To Troy McClure. And it just, I feel so sad every time, you know, even going back now, you know, seeing older episodes of The Simpsons with Troy McClure and, you know.
Well, he was meant to play Zap, wasn't he?
Yeah. That's exactly what, you know.
And that's why he's called Philip Fry as well.
Yeah.
I remember seeing.
It's just so sad.
It is.
He was
murdered by his wife.
By his wife, yeah, yeah. And I would have loved to.
God.
Phil Hartman as Zap Brannigan.
Troy McClure.
Yeah.
I mean, Billy West is clearly doing a Phil Hartman impression.
No, absolutely. And he does it really well. Yeah. And I think that really upsets me quite a bit.
He's done interviews where he says it's...
Oh, yeah, no. He's never been... Yeah.
He's openly admitted it.
Oh, yeah.
An homage to him.
Absolutely. And, you know, sort of, yeah.
Even like the elongated words. Hello.
Velour.
Velour.
Would you like some champagne?
Champagne.
I think it's champagne. Yeah.
So, and then
you want some more of the champagne?
Obviously, it cuts to them being, you know, with the beeps as well.
Oh, yeah.
I love the beeps.
The pike.
The beeps. Yeah, that is.
Wasn't that
did they get the actual actors for this?
Yeah. The only one who, obviously, DeForest Kelly was dead.
Right, because that was going to be a point. Although we see him, we don't actually hear him.
No, in fact, I think you see him, you know, when they have the fight later on.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
fighting, but yeah. I think that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But they.
And Welshy.
And Welshy.
Welshy!
And I read that James Doohan just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So they're like, fine.
Okay.
But what was it? They made a fat joke. They said that the bloke who played Scotty couldn't yodel because they started a dance troupe after stuff.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
They did a couple of specials. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love the way that, you know, so they're in a video store. even in, you know, year 3000 videos are back.
Oh yeah, like I never thought about that. Like,
you know what, it's the Red Dwarf thing. I know we're constantly making references to Red Dwarf, but you know, like Red Dwarf has gone so far the other direction, like they've got massive floppy disks and they've got videotapes.
Yeah.
I think cuz when they originally made it there were actual videotapes, but they've just kind of owned it and said,
I was going to ask, how old is this episode?
I was going to say it's got to be before it predates Netflix.
It's 2003, I think.
2003.
Yeah, because it was just before it was cancelled. So 2003, 2004-ish. Yeah.
Oh, so right, video, okay. Like Blockbuster and stuff were a thing still.
Yeah, yeah, but because they make reference to the was it 70 odd episodes and six films.
Oh, so, yeah. They could have said seven films. It's a bit of a stretch.
But what about
the animated series?
I think the whole idea it was just the original.
Cast.
No TNG or, you know, the new J.J. Abrams.
There any TNG or was there any references to anything else in
one
there?
One reference.
I think that was
Jonathan Frakes.
Jonathan Frakes, that was.
Yeah. Which I actually wrote down as, you know, sort of when. Fry takes Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Front row.
That's Riker, right?
That is him.
That is him. Because like, I checked because. But I think that's the only line he's.
Yeah, it's the only line he's got.
But he still gets a credit for it, so yeah, good on him.
Who the hell would, like, have the balls to phone him up and say we need him just for one word? Yeah. One line.
Yeah. It's great, though. It's great.
Yeah. So we're on. We're in the video store, and he says the words.
Yeah, you know what we should. You know what he says. You know what balances out as a decent.
Oh yeah, the first six Star Trek movies balance out as being really good, which is a lie. But the thing is, you know, the whole thing about Star Trek being banned, like in the very first Futurama episode, they meet Leonard Nimoy. Mm.
Well, this is the point I was going to make: is if they, you know, sort of they've banned everyone apart from Leonard Nimoy.
Well, they didn't ban them, though, did they?
Well, they send them off to...
They send them off in a ship.
They didn't send them off.
Yeah.
Or did they just...
They chose to leave.
Oh, okay.
They choose to leave.
Yeah. That's why he turns around to Leonard Nimoy and goes,
"Oh, yes.
we're not appreciated on this planet."
Yes.
You know? Oh, right. And he goes, but I've just... something about...
I've just signed a six-month lease on my apartment, and I'm not ready to walk away from that commitment.
Yeah.
For anyone at home that wants to watch, this is episode...
11. Series 4, episode 11.
Yeah. Series 4, episode 11 of Fire Futurama,
Where no fan has gone before.
Okay.
I'll put in brackets The Cage.
The Cage.
Remade.
Yeah, pretty much. I think they knew they were being cancelled at this point, so they must have just gone, screw it.
Yeah.
Do something silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is Pike's beepy chair, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it this... I'm trying to remember if it was this episode where there's a stand-up comedian that comes on in the Pike chair and then it goes beep and then the audience go
No, that's the robot, Calculon's robot friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Morris does Calculon apparently as well.
Yes, he does. Calculon!
Dramatic!
The Church of Trek.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And the crowd. Yeah, and the crowd. In the, you know, the in where the priest is doing the sermon or...
Oh, well, you know this better than I do. It's
And they beamed the tribbles onto the ship where there would be no tribble at all. All power to the engines.
What do they say back to him? Do they say this? They don't say this.
Yeah, they say all power to the engines.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And, so welcome to Nazi planet. And what's it? he's dead, Jim.
They're banning it all because it's become a full blown religion, and there's like Trek wars.
And then there we go. When they shoot the stuff onto was it Omega 3?
Omega 3.
Not Vega 3.
Omega.
Right. They use the Eagle from Space 1999.
Do you know what? I cannot believe it. I did not spot that.
I only caught that last night when I watched it.
The first thing something I know. I mean, obviously, apart from the Trek stuff.
Right, do you know what it reminds me of? And this is like literally for one person in the audience, probably you actually, but in Blake 7, the very first episode, they go on the ship London that takes them to the Cygnus Alpha planet. It looks like that ship too, a bit. It's probably, I mean, it's the same kind of era,
But yeah, I know. I thought you know, the, obviously the front is a little bit different, but
it's clearly a reference to it.
I mean, whoever thought of that, you know, kudos to them, because, you know, referencing Space 1999.
Probably changed it just enough to not get sued.
Like I say, the front is totally different, but yeah, for the rest of it, yeah.
I know it's a low blow joke, but I do love that they're like, we have to dispose of the virgins in the most appropriate way, and they just chuck them into a volcano.
And they got Uhura to say it as well. And she had been in this a couple of times as well.
Oh, has she?
Yeah,
well, they all are.
Yeah, this is the only one that Shatner's in, but like, I remember Uhura's been in it a couple of times with Stephen Hawking.
Sure, I've seen
Gary Gygax.
Yeah.
But this is before, like, people. I know there's, you know, there was nerd culture then, but like, not an amazing amount of people knew who Gary Gygax was.
No, it's definitely. Futurama definitely led the way with a lot of pop cut, like, like serious nerd references. I think.
I mean, all you have to do is watch the opening titles.
Mm.
There's so much in there.
You have to
slow it down. And you know, bless them, they do change it.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
If not, you know, every episode, at least every couple of episodes.
Well, they always show an old film at the end. That does change every episode. Yeah. And I don't recognise any of them, but like, it's clearly, I think it was a Matt Groening thing of like just some old cartoons that inspired him.
And sometimes the opening quote isn't the title of the
episode.
Oh, it's always a joke.
It's a joke,
yeah.
And there was the one episode where they did like an advert for some alien cereal.
Oh no, don't tell me. Oh no, I'm going to try and remember that now.
I have to say that I've only seen a few episodes. Yeah, and
this is why I'm really surprised.
From what I can remember, I don't think the titles were the same.
Because you're a massive Simpsons fan.
Yeah, well, I'm first early Simpsons.
So I think I'm more of a Futurama fan than a Simpsons fan.
I think I am as well.
Really?
I love the Simpsons. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I can credit all day. But I'm so surprised that you... Cause,
I'll get you for that, Midler.
Yeah, right? Because I'd argue Futurama is old Simpsons pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
They don't ever cross the line into, oh, it's just a normal thing.
Well, because I do watch New Simpsons, and I'm like, this is good.
But they're not as quotable.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No.
They're not as quotable as, you know, sort of, you know,
well,
and we're
you
having
made...
ribs.
It's tough when it's been on for like 30 years, you know.
Yeah.
Help me, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
Right, anyway, so. So Monorail. They're using Eagle to shoot the stuff onto Omega-3.
Omega-3.
Yeah.
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead, Jim.
And then what happens?
I think once he finds out that they've all been launched.
Yeah.
I think once he's found out that they've all been launched into space, he goes to find Leonard Nimoy and ask him what happened.
Right. Yeah. And that's where
Nimoy was in the Head Museum. And I think it was when we saw him in the first episode, he was in the Head Museum.
Yes, he was, yeah.
But I think it wasn't this episode, it was the first episode. He goes, oh, Spock, do the thing! Like, he does the Live Long and Prosper thing, but of course, animated hands only have that.
And he laughs, he goes, I don't do that.
I don't do that anymore.
Because he's got no arms.
But yeah, so he's tell them a story about, you know, sort of, they all decided to go to the planet, you know, to be shot into the planet, and he'd stayed behind because of his lease. Yeah. Mm.
such a crap reason, and I love it.
Yeah.
And so he steals the head, and that's where Jonathan Frakes does his bit.
just falls forward like a vending machine.
A vending machine.
He basically decides to go to Omega-3. Yeah. Mm. And Leela won't let him go by himself. Yeah. And Bender goes with them to Omega-3.
There's a line, I think, here. It's like, Yeah, so after Fry kind of is like, oh, you know, I'm really lonely. That's why I like Star Trek. Lisa's like, fine, that's really sad, but we'll go.
Yeah.
With, I think so, this is something like Fry, like, oh, what was it? It's with someone's permission.
Leonard's permission.
But then Bender says, with Leonard's permission, I'll come along. And it's like, I love that Bender's like, I'll take Leonard.
Even Bender's respectful in this episode. In fact, the only person who truly takes the piss out of it is Chekhov. I just remember Chekhov's line, can people who hate Star Trek leave? Good question!
So they land on the planet. Yeah, the spaceship gets mucked up.
And it's
they're looking around, and basically there's, you know...
I remember just seeing the city on the edge of forever.
Was it the Guardian of Time?
Weirdly, there were some Roman pillars. From the Roman episode.
The Western set as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what else? There's
the Roman set was definitely the gladiator.
The Nazis, the Romans, and Guardian of Time. And then that's where the crew jump out of with their bodies.
Oh, yeah, they start naming them and they just go, DeForest, Nichelle, Welshy!
We get the explanation of Welshy, so... And then, which doesn't sound
one line, doesn't he?
Yeah, it doesn't sound very Welsh either.
Well, it sounded more Guelph than Welsh.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what he actually said?
No,
I don't know actually.
No, and so, then the cloud appears. They have a little chat, and the cloud appears.
I keep thinking it's the fart cloud, but that's the wrong show.
No, there is. It's very. Reminiscent of the cloud from I can't remember the episode.
Oh,
series. The
Trelane one.
Was it Trelane?
The Trelane. I think Malvar's meant to be Trelane.
Right.
Because
that's
the parents,
where the
two
reference
were cloudy.
The reference at the end.
Yeah.
With his mum.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely.
So, yeah. And
A lot of the enemies in
Welshy. I've got Welshy written down, and also no Scotty, or McCoy, he's there, but
you
don't actually.
One beautiful bit though.
Go on.
Say nuclear vessels.
Oh yes. Yeah, but no.
No.
That's just before the cloud appears.
Yeah, just before.
Because he asks him to do it, and
he's like, "Now say it in Russian." We were. Not in a crash.
I can't remember the line. I forget. I'm
now say nuclear vessels. No.
We hope you will help our vessel.
So Melvar makes his appearance.
Now, I don't know why, but when I thought Melvar, I thought Malthazar.
Malthazar.
From Galaxy. I keep getting the names mixed up.
And so, obviously, he reckons that he knows everything about Star Trek. And
Bender doubts him.
Yes. And so she gets it.
It just gets zapped.
every time Malvar is upset, and especially since he's wearing the red shirt as well. So.
He eventually gets destroyed, doesn't he?
He does get zapped. Yeah, absolutely.
He just gets zapped four times like he's just a burnt crisp.
And I love the bit where they're having the competition, Malvar, who was exiled onto Seti Alpha 5.
Stands up and screams it.
Yeah, Fry. And then, my button didn't work.
I like the bit where they're... Because Malvar turns it all into a Star Trek
convention. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
Trekfest.
Trekfest for 3002.
And it's like hand drawn, even though he's some almighty. But there's an autographing moment with autographing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and he's like, make that out to Melvar. Yeah, it's two M's, and he's like, I think I know how to spell Melvar. I've been to enough Star Trek conventions.
I've been to enough conventions.
Yeah, so they escape, don't they? And then they decide that, to go back. And what was the reason why they went back?
Oh, they say, this is the point in Star Trek where they give a really complicated answer to how to solve the problem,
yes,
and then sum it up in a really easy-to-remember way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe if we reconfigured
a little bit. Right.
Like a balloon.
Like a balloon, that's
like,
right.
Like a balloon and something bad happens.
Yeah.
But I'm the real Slim Shady.
I know. I can't believe you missed that.
I know. Mm. I'm sorry. I sort of jumped ahead. And I've actually got it written down.
Do you know what the annoying thing is? I'd buy that record.
I would.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes.
I'm the real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Or the other Shady.
I wrote down too many references. Slim Shady question mark.
But it's
and,
just the way that...
poetry, Leonard Nimoy. Leonard Nimoy's poetry as well.
I'm surprised they didn't do the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
Bilbo.
But no, I love the way that, because Chekhov goes, how the hell did he make a spoken word version of a rap song?
And he did.
Melvar's like, he found a way. Like, it was I love this.
Yeah. He found a way. Yeah, so they go back and try to blow up Melvar. Mm. Yeah,
like they overcharge him. They want to pop him. Yeah.
But in fact, they make him even more powerful.
And again, right, this is I always look for the ultimate nerd references in this. And even they do a special effects gag, quote unquote. Like, there was an error in the original series. Whenever they fired phasers, in one direction they were going out, and then when they cut to the camera, they were going in. So it was actually a special effects error, but they did it in this episode as well. They actually recreated the error when they fired on Melvar, and I'm just like,
I have to say, I did not notice that. Yeah, I saw that they were.
Yeah.
I never noticed that. That's really cool.
Yeah. Lovely little references.
Speaking of like effects, I don't know if it's just in this episode or if I've just never noticed it in Futurama before, but when the ship crashes, it's like classic cartoon sound effects. Like, if you turn the volume up on that when the Planet Express crashes, it's like... really kind of...
Well, I love
that. But it gets... and, you know, especially the first crash, it just, you know, ends up, you know, sort of all crumpled and that.
I do know...
And yet, when they escape, it's brand new again.
Yeah.
Well, that's cartoon logic, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
But I love it, and it does it in all the episodes. When it goes up, it does like a bus handbrake sound effect, like.
Well, they quite often with the ship landing, there's a gag, like the kind of Wicked Witch of the West one, where they like.
Oh yeah.
Just like they end up going to the Wizard of Oz in one of the episodes, and they land on the evil Witch of the West, and then. Well, the good witch of the north or whatever comes and mentions something about Leela's big feet, and she goes, "Would you just stand back for a second?" Clicks a button, and another thing comes down on her
and kind of scrapes back.
And he goes,
and
falls.
Maybe I will have to watch.
It's very clever at times.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, they end up back on the planet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fight.
Yeah, because of their poor acting, and because the other ship, because the Planet Express are like trying to kill him. I guess he was like, "You need to fight for my entertainment to see which one of you is."
One's the real heroes. Why am I watching some fake heroes when there's some real heroes here?
Yeah, which one of you deserves my attention more? Kind of thing.
Yes.
My devotion.
Indeed, and so they machine gun. And he basically finds a machine gun. Bender finds it and just shoots.
If we can use this rock, we can manufacture some kind of primitive lathe.
We can use this rock to hit them. We can
these worms, and we can turn them into a bow. And then he finds an old Tommy gun.
Why is it a Tommy gun?
And we can use this machine gun to shoot them.
Is it like obviously in reference to the
Chicago episode? Is it the prop from the Chicago episode? That was fun.
Just empties the clip. Yeah.
All right. So there is a gag where they start fighting. Yeah, and
Shatner throws his shoe, doesn't he?
Yeah, what's it? Nichelle Nichols does a fan dance.
Fan dance. Oh God. But it's no, it's just the way. Yeah, he throws a shoe and he goes, "My foot's cold."
Oh, and that's the point where he turns around. And he's like, "And then you can give him a karate chop."
Yes. Yeah, I tried to.
I find that offensive.
Yeah. Now, would that be offensive now?
He just says you could get. But no. He's mentioning the fact that that's what Sulu's thing was in. But it wasn't really, was it? In Star Trek, like it was Kirk's thing that was the karate chop.
The one thing I do remember, though, he said George Takei says that he's Japanese.
Yeah, he's Japanese.
Yeah.
And
I didn't actually know.
He's a Japanese American because he talks a lot about like being in internment camps, Japanese internment camps.
No, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But isn't Sulu meant to be Korean?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh.
Also, I love how Shatner just rips his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, and he ends up fighting Leela.
Of course, the two captains.
Yeah. And, fighting in air quotes eventually.
Now, see, I'm trying to find the Gorn fighting music because they don't use it, but they use a sound alike.
I mean,
don't they
probably turn it up a little bit and we'd hear it because it is during this scene.
Let's see if this actually works. Yeah, it's clearly a sound alike, but they use the real thing.
It's in the wrong key.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's a sound alike clearly, but like in the episode with Zoidberg fighting in the arena.
Yeah.
They actually do play the real ones. I don't know.
And the episode where Homer goes to space, where him and Barney are fighting.
Isn't that the Space 2000? Oh, it is that theme in Simpsons. No, you are right,
yeah.
It's very long, this.
Yeah, I remember it being really long.
But that's just like clearly meant to be a sound alike because they couldn't afford the real thing.
The whole fight scene's fantastic though. Just like the way that they're fighting each other. He's like, Spock's like, "Oh, let me see if this works," and tries to nerve pinch him. And like, oh, it's just a wonderfully beautiful like scene of
references really works.
And cheesy fighting and swinging. And none of them are really fighting. Kind of,
Well, Uhura kind of just does loads of backflips.
Oh, yeah, she grips some dude.
Yeah.
And then Mrs. Melva.
Melva!
Oh, it's arrives. Mrs. Mum, isn't it? Yeah. Melva, dinner time! It's the thing that you quote. It's like the Futurama thing that you quote the most.
It is.
I'm playing with my collectibles!
I'm playing with my collectibles!
I'd never realised that until now.
Yeah. Now Ben's get to work, and I'm like, but I'm playing with my collectibles!
He goes, all this time, we thought he was a super being, but he's just a child. He's not a child, he's 34!
Almost right for you. But,
Oh no, do you know, this is the thing. I remember watching this and going, "Oh my god, this is me. This is
me." Yeah.
Oh,
that was me a few years ago. Yes.
The Leela lifting the stone. That's when he's fighting the Gorn, isn't it?
Yeah. And then he does the spiel about, you know, that's what Melva wants.
We should be fighting. Yeah. We should work out our ways.
But she actually lifts it up properly. He does this whole, like, overacting thing. Lifting up this polystyrene rock. And then throwing it. And then it just bounces off the gun like, boom.
Oh, that was so bad. I saw a clip of that fight.
I'd forgotten how bad it was.
It was so bad. I didn't realise how bad it was.
There's some good fight scenes in the original Star Trek.
Yeah, but...
This is why I was so confused with, like, Sulu, you do the karate chop, because Kirk's the one who does karate chops. Yeah. Just like a quick twat to the way.
Sulu was the sword fighter, wasn't he?
Yeah, Sulu, yeah. He got... Yeah. Oh, weirdly, the drunk episode, the original series drunk episode.
That's with the rapier, yeah.
Yeah, he gets the rapier. Yeah. And he starts chasing people down the corridor.
Oh, and then we cut back to Leela and Shatner.
Making out.
Yes, indeed.
There's a subtle thing in Shatner's voice, but he goes, "I love you so much."
Yeah.
So Shatner still gets the bird.
Of course.
Am I allowed to say that? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've already talked about the the Karen entity. So, I suppose.
In a previous episode.
That's probably going to be next week's though.
No. Oh, I don't know.
Time loop.
Yes, wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so they work out that they the ship, their ship hasn't got engines, but the Star Trek one has got the engines, but no ship.
Yeah.
So they weld the nacelles onto the Planet Express,
and it's the Enterprise.
And they still can't take off, so they have to dump the bodies. Yeah.
But I remember I didn't mention they didn't realise why they got the bodies. They were like, oh yeah, we got these bodies. They just appeared one day. We didn't ask why.
We woke up with them.
And they end up all with their heads back in
the jars.
Leonard Nimoy says in a pickling jar or something like that.
Yeah, I'm living in a filter fish jar.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know what that means.
Because Fry turns around and he's like, without your bodies, we have enough weight to bring the tapes. He's like,
yes. I'm living. Yeah. What is a gefilte? I wouldn't know how to spell
it. It's a fish.
I just
think of Rush Hour when he's trying to, in the bloopers, where he's like, gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish.
Or unless it's just filter fish.
No, it's gefilte fish.
Where's a gefilte fish?
Yeah, I think it's a fish.
It's a fish.
It's Jewish.
Something like that.
I can't remember.
Gefilte fish jar. Yeah. Hang on, I'm Googling.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
A fish. We're talking about a show with good jokes.
I'm stalling while you Google.
Anyway,
I'm done Googling.
So without the bodies now, they can take the tapes back.
But have you noticed, when they have the bodies, their young selves, when they go back, Spock's even got the Spock haircut.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas when they're in the jars, they go back to being their old selves.
Yeah. And then Melvar decides that he doesn't want them to leave. And so I think it's a cross D7. Between. Is it a cross between a Klingon and Romulan?
It looks like a Klingon D7 ship.
Yeah.
It's
got a bit of a Romulan feel to it as well.
Oh yeah. Because the warbird's the green one, the Klingon warbird, but their bigger ship, I think it is D7.
Anyway, so and
either
then
way, it was
they go
condition.
To yes. They're running away and they find the Nimbus.
Oh, the Nimbus!
Yeah. I love the Nimbus.
Yeah.
Did it? Yeah, it was a D7 kind
and,
of.
Which is Zap Brannigan's ship.
That's where the
it's a good bit
with the destruct code.
Oh yeah,
1A. No, 2B.
But he does the second
Bender's head explodes. I thought that was brilliant.
Thanks, Decay. Now everyone knows. Yeah, he does the. Do you guys have a destruct code 1A, 2B? But which is seen in. I thought it was in the Star Trek 3, spoilers, they blow up the Enterprise. But it has appeared in the original as well. It was in the trailer.
I know.
appeared in. Don't worry, they bring it back.
Was that a great quote from Picard? Plenty of letters of the alphabet left.
What are we on now, F?
No, I think it's still E, isn't it?
I think, we've seen the Enterprise F, I'm sure we have.
Have we? No spoilers, I haven't seen Picard yet.
Oh, it's not in Season Picard. 2. No, it's not in Picard.
Okay.
Not yet, anyway.
1A, 2B.
1A. But it's the stupidest destruct code.
Oh, it is, and it's just so funny that his head blows up, you know. Because I don't know that. You just don't expect it. That's what's.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny because it's just his head blows up, and you're like, oh, okay.
Reminds me of you probably haven't seen the Futurama. The car dealer Eddie when he's in the malfunctioning Eddie. Yeah,
yeah.
He goes. He just explodes when he gets surprised. So he meets Fry and he goes, oh, nice to meet you. We've met before. What? And I just remember laughing. I remember pissing myself laughing at that.
Going back a little bit, like you said about Walter Koenig, about wanting to leave.
Mm.
Yeah, and I thought that was quite good. because I think he probably did the most, didn't he, out of Star Trek, away from Star Trek,
apart from Shatner.
I mean, there was T.J. Hooker and Boston Legal. But he was in Walter Koenig was in
Babylon 5. It was quite a big part of Babylon 5, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think season 3 onwards, I think.
Hmm.
Something to do with the cycle or something.
Something to do with nuclear vessels.
Yeah.
I think George Takei's just done loads of guest spots on things.
Yeah.
And he was on Howard Stern Show for years. But
was he?
People just love him, though. I think he's just very beloved.
Yeah. And he's just embraced his gayness.
his voice.
Yeah, like, oh my. Like, he clearly just goes for that. I'm trying to think. Yeah, because
he did a reading of 50 Shades of Grey. And at the end of it, he turns and goes, oh my.
Oh my.
Like, at the end of every sentence, he goes, oh my.
Oh, Gilbert Godfrey's dead. And he did the best one.
Oh, no.
So sad. I saw that
last week.
Literally, like, the other day.
No.
Yeah, I'm so sad.
I just remember thinking of 50 Shades written by Gilbert Gottfried.
Do you ever watch John Oliver?
Yeah.
Right? And there was an episode just before, it was the week before the Brexit vote.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a stint about Brexit. But because it was being shown over here, they couldn't do that bit. They couldn't show that bit.
Oh.
So he got...
Yes, I remember.
He got him to read, I think it was from 50 Shades of Grey, a section of 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't know why, but it reminded me, you know, in the whole Northern Ireland thing, like it was the law that Gerry Adams couldn't be on, his voice couldn't be heard, so they'd get an actor. I just wish they'd do that with Boris Johnson, and well, they can't do it with Gilbert Godfrey now.
Yeah, oh bless. But yeah,
I am Boris Johnson.
But I can't remember.
I think I'm pretty sure
that it was Gilbert Godfrey reading from 50 Shades of Grey, and it was so funny. But then
he kept her for luxurious bosom.
I don't know if if it's legal or not, but all you have to do is go onto YouTube and see what he said.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So you could, if you didn't get to see that, go onto YouTube and just watch that.
It was so funny.
Other legal streaming platforms are available.
I before I moved and I had to be a little more quiet in the evenings, one of my redeems on my stream, people could use the channel points to redeem me to talk like Gilbert Godfrey for 3 minutes. So I'd be playing games like, this is incredibly hard!
That is very loud. Yeah. Blimey.
Yeah. Well, you got to put...
Yeah, it's got to...
Yeah, it's got to... Yeah, oh my God.
I know, look
oh
at the... wow.
Yeah, but since then I have to go quiet. Because,
good.
Yeah. I have to be like Christopher Walken now instead.
Wee!
Right, so anyway... So back on the ship, there's a court martial, and that's
where we started this stupid court martial.
Yeah, they've been chased the whole time.
Yeah, and we find out that they're still being chased during the court martial. So, anyway, how is it resolved? Melvar goes back home.
Fry has like a heart to heart with him.
Yes. He goes, he quotes Balance of Terror. He goes, in another universe, I could have thought of you as a friend. And then Fry actually says, that's from Balance of Terror, episode, 14.
And he gets it wrong deliberately. So that Melvar
More like episode it, 9, loser!
Yeah, and then just goes home, that's right, yeah. And so, and then I made a little note, so that we're coming up towards the end of the episode, and the cast are going back home to Earth with the tapes, and so it begins again.
Mm.
People will now discover Star Trek again, and it's all going to go in a cycle.
Oh God.
There's a nice bit at the end where they're like, you know what? It wasn't that bad. You know, he gave us bodies, eternal youth, as much free dry cleaning. It was truly a paradise. And then, I can't remember, I think Fry says, and all you had to do was deal with one really bad Star Trek fan. And all of them look at each other and go, Get us the hell out of here.
Again, that's a Kirk quote, isn't he? From City on the Edge of Forever. Oh my god! Oh dear!
No,
you
just, no.
Like
go
they on. Right, you couldn't say hell on TV, even the word hell on TV in the 60s. Yeah.
I still think very,
the Americans are a bit
very
funky
restricted
about it.
On what you can say.
You can't say "God damn it." On
gosh,
on terrestrial,
on terrestrial, yeah.
But if you pay for it, you can say whatever you want. Mm. You can show whatever you want.
I think that's why HBO, like especially initially, was just like shove as many F words in the shows as you want because they were just
Sopranos.
Now, yeah,
it was like every other word, and you know, even words that you can't even say on British television, which is saying something.
The censoring in that country is so weird. Like they'll let you stab someone a million times, but. You can't go to the toilet. Yeah. You can't be seen going to the toilet, or you can't have sex or anything like that.
Remember, I'm showing my age now, but when those Kung Fu battle Tekken or whatever it's called was a Street Fighter or something like that.
Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. Yeah. One of those, anyway, they came out. They had to change the blood colour to green.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was so violent.
It's so bizarre. So I talked to quite a few Americans through my hobbies and interests and things. And we'll be sitting there with a British friend and an American friend. And me and my British friend will be making we could be making some sexual jokes or lewd jokes and stuff. And we're laughing away. And they're silent. And it's like it's just not landing. And they you can tell that it's very uncomfortable for them. But in comparison,
The British were supposed to be the repressed ones.
Well, no, because like guns and violence and stuff like that, they're totally fine with. They'll laugh for hours about it. As soon as anything gets a little bit raunchy, they go really quiet, and it's very interesting. Yeah. Yep, it's like you're saying. It's and I think it's because, like you say, on TV, they censor
quite heavily censor it.
I mean, you can't even say God or Jesus or something like that.
You can say Jesus, but it has to be referencing Jesus. Like, you can't say Jesus as an exclamation.
Jesus Christ. God, Jesus.
Which is just...
But no, it clearly shows in like some of the people I know that they, you know, because we've been saturated by it, that so it doesn't affect us. You know, we're kind of used to it. But these people who don't get it in media as often clearly still find it a little bit uncomfortable. And it's like, this is really interesting
because
to see
TV's on in the Bible Belt and things like that, so it has to be acceptable for everybody. And so it's so diluted.
That's the sort of Bible Belt is the watershed, isn't it?
Bible Belt is the part of America which is very, very religious. Mm. The middle of America. The further away you get from the
Los
sea,
Angeles.
The coast, the more religious you get.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, I listen to quite a few...
Atheist
podcasts.
Yeah. Seth Andrews, absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Ra, brilliant.
If you are religious, please listen to our podcast.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, so, and, you know, sort of, there's, you know, loads of guys out there and... you know, so you go on about the Americans, but, you know, sort of these guys reaffirm my belief that we have got a future.
Yes.
You know? And it's absolutely amazing, you know, sort of...
it's in podcasting.
Yeah. And, you know, sort of... And it just... You have this stereotype image of what an American is, what a Brit... is what, you know, a Canadian is. And then you see, to all these people, and it's like...
Well, everyone's
I'm a bigot.
Everyone's as bad as each other, because...
I always used to go on about Americans, this, that, and the other, and I feel such an idiot sometimes, you know, because you can't go by those people, you know, the one little group of people.
The problem is these negative stereotypes often come from the people who are the loudest, and that's why we have the stereotypes, because they're the loud ones. When in actual fact, the majority is just quieter and quite normal, but because they're quiet and normal, we don't notice that.
Mm. Yeah. And
it's
nice.
American media is just as bad with us. Like,
oh, for sure.
Yeah. And to be fair, Simpsons and Futurama are some of the worst bad teeth. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, we got bad teeth. Brilliant. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Oh, you're in Family Guy, there's that Reginald.
Yes.
The one who has a really big nose and chin and drives in...
He drives in a classic Mini.
He drives a Rolls Royce.
Oh, yes. But I remember that they had a British episode of Family Guy where they were having a car chase and the British guy was driving a green classic Mini.
Mm. There's one where they turned...
Was it a racing green Mini?
It was a racing green Mini. It literally was a British racing green
they
Mini.
They turned all the characters British for an episode.
Oh, yes.
And then they all just speak teeth.
Stewie's
supposed to be British, but then in that episode he became a bit more East... not Eastern.
I don't know what
he East End. He's like, that's for damn sure, lad.
Oh dear, oh dear.
But Victorian.
I thought he was still British and
just more East End.
No, because it was him. He changed something in his past. And so he was still him, but his family had changed.
Oh, maybe we're mixing the episode. But there's definitely an episode. I'm sure it was a short part of it where it may have been the multiverse episode, even.
Oh, possibly.
Where they're all British, but he's still British, but he's from East End of London. They've all got buck teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, but stereotypes.
Yeah, of course.
It's like, sort of...
We can't... We of all people can't put out if we're not willing to take a few knocks on the chin.
Absolutely. But, like I say, I over the last 6 to 8 months, I have reassured myself that we have got a future.
Hmm.
Yeah. And as for the episode...
Yeah, how many scruffies do you give this?
The last point. Yeah, that was that line. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
After all that, that was literally a quote from City on the Edge of Forever. Just because, it's when they Edith Keeler gets killed and they come back, they go back through time again.
Yeah,
and he's just depressed because he's had to stop. He's had to let her die, and then he just goes, "Let's get the hell out of here." So that's where that
and
quote
he got
from.
Away with that.
So quite a big deal at the time.
Yeah.
The word hell.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
How many scurvies?
That was a great episode.
How many scurvies?
Scruffy.
Do you know who Scruffy is?
I should know.
He's the janitor.
Janitor.
And especially in the first season, you see him once, so he's very much a Grappler's own character.
Oh, really?
But as the seasons go on, he shows up more and more. But he's one of those people who will only say one line. Yeah, but he'll only say one line.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite, there's only two lines that I always remember as my favorites, and that's, he gets injured once and goes, marmalade. there's another one's like, so Scruffy can't die the way he lived. And he's just lying down in a flooding room, just eating crisps,
reading a porn mag. But no, it turns out he owns all the shares in Planet Express.
Scruffy loves this company.
Scruffy loves this company.
He's a good character. But that's it. Those are the extent. He doesn't have sentences. He has one-liners.
Okay.
And you forget the best one-liner of all is, aren't you going to clean this?
Schedule conflict. Schedule conflict.
Like I say, my Futurama knowledge is quite limited.
Well, judge it against what you have seen coming.
I mean, it's got to be as far as 8, 9 up there for me.
I'd say about 7.
Really?
I'd say a 7 because it's just a great love letter to Star Trek, but it's not Futurama, really. And Futurama has enough of its own things going on that really
can be so good. I mean,
that's a standalone episode. Yeah. You know, like I say, I've only seen a few before. I've seen the first episode, how he gets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
have you seen the one with his fossilized dog?
Oh God.
No.
Yeah. Oh, why did you bring that up?
We might do another episode where you watch that one then, the best of Futurama coming. Because if you watched that one, you would look at this episode and be like, yeah, it's a 7. Because that episode, as sad as it is, is a clear 9.
And I've watched it loads of times. And then I watched it since I've had dogs.
It's even worse.
It's horrible. But it's amazing, but it's so bloody horrible.
Yeah.
Don't you dare sing that song.
Going into this blindly, I would score it really high.
It's a good, it is because
there's loads of stuff there that, I would watch it again.
There's even an alien-ese language in there
that you can decipher.
You've got to decipher it. They put little bits of it along the way, and there's no dictionary or anything. You've just got to. They do really simple ones to start with, like gas station or something, which are obvious. So you pick up the letters, and then
look online, you can find like
that's no fun, is it?
you've got to work it out for yourself, don't you? Mm.
There's Just off the top of my head, some of the best episodes I would recommend, other than Fry's Dog, would be what was it?
What do we want?
Sorry, I can't.
What do we want?
Oh, what was it? What do we want? I can't remember.
Fry's Dog.
Oh yeah, what do we want? Fry's Dog. When do we want it? Fry's Dog.
Yeah. I'm laughing at you.
I had one in my head that was equally as sad as Fry's Dog. Oh, Fry's Brother.
Oh, God.
It's very much, you know what, it is a great way to sum up Futurama, is it's a mix between Scrubs and The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Because really funny. And
until it's not.
Brilliant stories, but then they will just gut punch you.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolute, this is such a good story.
But what about the star of the show? Welshie!
Also, hang on. So, how many Welshies?
Yeah, how many Welshies would you give it?
Oh, no, I think Scruffy's better.
I have to stick to my guns with that one, eight or nine. Mm.
I think seven's right, though.
Much about it. It would probably get me to actually order the box set. Mm. And
it's probably really cheap at the moment, to be honest.
Get Disney Plus. There's enough on there that you want.
Mm.
But they haven't done the, because on Disney Plus, they've screwed The Simpsons up really badly.
All right.
They're like, I don't know how they've done it, but they've upscaled it or they've made it HD, but they've cropped it really badly. And they haven't rescan the film, they've done it digitally, so it's like it's just had a sharpened filter put on it. It looks horrible.
The earlier,
so you watch season one and it's HD, but it's clearly not. It's clearly they've just gone to Photoshop and hit the sharpened filter a million times or something. Yeah, it's horrible and it's cropped, so it's like you miss. I just remember there was one gag in particular, like he was at the Duff Brewery and there's like lines of Duff, different types of Duff, and they cut that off. You can't see the gag. Come on.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, it would be quite a high one for me. Yeah, definitely.
So next, we need to, for our next special, we need to find something that me and Demos have seen that you haven't.
Oh, okay.
Oh gosh, that's going to be impossible.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Anything? Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll have a little think about that.
Definitely.
If you have any suggestions.
Otherwise, I'll just throw some random one like that you both haven't seen, and I'll take the stage.
Like what?
What have you seen?
I've seen loads of things.
Oh,
I mean, horror I don't do. I'm sure I've said this before.
Now you see something like a properly Marvel, forget it. I've seen
the first Iron Man.
Yeah, I've seen the first. I've seen the main movies. But I think up to a point, I stopped watching even the sort of main Endgame. Movies. I did see Endgame, yeah.
Right. Well, what about...
You've seen all of Anderson's
what about?
Stuff, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
What about the original TV series of Spider-Man?
I've seen that.
What about the original Hulk, X-Men obviously. Series with the kick-ass intro?
No, that's probably something I watched as a kid, but I don't remember.
I'm trying to think of something.
Adam West Batman.
I love Adam West Batman. You've seen that, though.
Yeah, I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah. Lee Merriweather. Time Tunnel.
I've not seen
Time Tunnel.
What? Actually, Time Tunnel.
So we can watch Time Tunnel and then get him to...
So that's yours sorted.
Wow. It was on Horror Channel not so long ago.
I'd get the it on Blu-ray thing. Though. I can't be bothered watching things on TV anymore.
Yeah. No, but it was nice because I recorded it, and when I got home, I had something to watch.
Oh yeah,
you know. So
what about Lost in Space? We've all seen Lost in Space, haven't we?
Yes.
Not the Netflix one, the original one.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know then. What haven't I seen?
Fireball XL5?
I've seen that, yeah, of course. Seen that.
No, the,
you can't really talk about them too much. I mean, they're what's to talk about?
Yeah. Stingray.
Stingray.
Captain
I've seen all the Gerry Anderson stuff.
Rocket Car.
Yeah, rocket supercar.
Supercar.
Oh dear, your uncle's going to be pissed at you.
I know. He's going to be like
Terrorhawks.
I've seen Terrorhawks.
Damn.
Biker Mice from Mars.
What about
He-Man?
Let's have a look.
Just going through our nerd library.
Yeah, no, I was
just
saying.
I know, nerd library. I'm trying to think of 70s. 80s.
It's funny. It's probably 80s. More newer stuff that I likely not have watched.
I might try and get you guys to watch the gritty Ghostbuster cartoon. There was a cartoon in the 90s of the Ghostbusters.
I saw that.
Yeah. It was done by the same people who did the Men in Black one.
Yeah.
And it was like,
I did actually watch
it. It
was
gritty.
Good.
It was like blood and death and, yeah.
Gosh.
It was scary. It was scary shit.
I'm trying to think. Let's have a look.
So I think you and I, our sort of nerddom kind of is more on the level.
Last American Hero.
I've not seen that.
Isn't that with the Indian who cries at the end? No, that's The Last Apache.
No, it was, I think William Catt played, and he I can't remember how he gets his superpowers, but he's just like an ordinary bloke and he gets superpowers.
Oh, what about The Bronze Man?
Oh, Doc Savage.
Doc Savage. You ever watch any Doc Savage?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you've all watched Red Dwarf, of course.
Yeah. Maybe this is something we have to discuss off podcast.
No, I think people are just liking the fact I was just mentioning random TV shows and things.
Yeah.
It would have to be a TV show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
I might get you guys to play a game. Because my game knowledge is better than your movie.
Because I play games, but my knowledge.
So I might pick like a really obscure game.
When
Elite Cast.
What? Yeah. When do you want to bring in your joystick and I'll show you how to play Elite?
This isn't a reference. This isn't a euphemism.
Your X52 or whatever it is.
Microsoft Sidewinder.
I will install Elite this weekend. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can't help but bloody install it because it's on my auto install on Epic Games Launcher.
Yes.
I'll
set up a private group. Okay, and then I can walk you through. Yeah. Okay,
Simon, if you're listening to this, we're playing Elite this weekend.
Not this weekend, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Okay.
The original BBC version.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to Elite on that.
Did we ever...
Took me years, though.
You got to Elite on Elite?
On one of my
Doppler effect.
On one of mine, I'm double Elite. I've still got
Elite
combat. I've got combat to be Elite. I just don't do too much combat. That's all.
I'm actually the point. Right, famous nerd TV shows.
There's
come on, that's not fair. The Big Bang Theory is the first thing that pops up. Now I'm sorry, I do like the Big Bang Theory, but no.
There's
I think we've all seen that.
There's some short. Like maybe an hour or two length narrative games that I wouldn't mind you guys having a go at. Like the Stanley Parable, I'd love for you guys to try.
What?
Stanley Parable. Very, very...
As in Stan Lee from Marvel?
No. Stanley was a normal man.
Did you see what I did there? Very funny.
Very funny.
Oh, damn, I've literally seen everything on this list. We've all watched Firefly, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Game of Thrones, meh.
No, never seen.
Oh, Black Mirror, that's a good one.
No, I've seen a few episodes of Black Mirror. The Star Trek one, there you go.
Yeah.
We're talking about
that. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a parody so much as a fucking nightmare.
But it was,
X-Files.
I've never watched the X-Files.
What about The Walking Dead?
AMC's The Walking Dead.
No, it doesn't. Zombies and horror.
That's
and,
fair.
I mean, you know, the
we're going more. Let's face it, we're leaning in towards sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Yeah.
We're
sci-fi. I mean, you know, Evil Dead, brilliant.
Yeah.
But you know, sort of.
They did an Evil Dead game on the PlayStation 2. Yeah. I remember playing the demo years ago.
No, but Evil Dead.
I've never watched Veronica Mars.
No, me neither. But I'm not. Was it 20-year-old girl? So yeah.
Oh no! But apparently, it's quite.
Did you watch the Santa Monica Diet?
Yeah,
Bless him, Jason used to go on about that all the time. Hello, Jason.
Oh, I miss
hope
him.
Everything's all right.
He's not listening to this.
Boys from the Dwarf.
Well, do you know what? Sorry, let's just do a Red Dwarf. I mean, we've talked about Red Dwarf so much.
We do. We're talking about it a lot. We might as well.
Yeah. But which episode?
We'll have to do the best of. I think after this season, the best of is the directions we should go in. Because I was talking to my friend Simon, and he's like, we did the math, and it would be like 4 years before we get through everything. And that's if we did an episode every week.
Yeah. 52 weeks a year.
Forget Christmas and all that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently he did count for missing a few days.
Oh, good. So should we just do season one and then do Shades of Grey?
I think we should definitely do the best of after season one.
Really?
The best and worst.
The best and worst, yeah. Because there are some really middling episodes.
I was looking at the list earlier on, and there's some really bad episodes. I mean,
they're interesting to talk about, but like, there's some like, for some reason, Masks popped in my head. Remember the Mask episode?
Yeah,
which is just so like
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you couldn't talk about it for too long.
Yeah.
But then you've got really good ones like Time Bandits.
Time's Arrow.
Timescape? Timescape? The one where time freezes. It's the one where Picard draws the smiley face in the cloud.
As the ship is about to explode.
Also, if we do the best and worst, it means I can finally watch Picard. Because I'd actually get the references.
Oh.
We need to do more episodes with Deanna's mother, though.
Why would you do this to me? Actually, do you know what? I like all of Deanna, Loxana Troy's episodes.
Yeah, I've been told they are the ones to watch.
Like the one where she's got the space menopause.
And the Borg episodes I'm quite keen to watch, because I've always liked the Borg, but I don't know enough about them.
Well,
Borg.
Because Picard heavily focuses on the Borg. But other than that, Picard doesn't lean so much into the past that you couldn't like watch it. Although now that they've got all the cast back for season three of Picard, it's just like...
I'm going to say to you is, ooh, sounds Swedish.
What? Bjorg.
The Borg.
Bjorg.
Have you seen any of the films?
No.
What's the actress's
name?
Are
you kidding me?
The whole point of this podcast is that I have seen nothing. Like a handful of episodes, but nothing I remember.
I have talked to people who think that First Contact's a bad movie, and I just want to slap them in the face. I think it's the best Star Trek movie.
Yes.
Including the new ones, you know.
I do like the first, the Star Trek reboot, but First Contact, I'm sorry.
It's too shiny.
First Contact is, Wrath of Khan.
It's up there, it's Wrath of Khan. Obviously, Voyage the Final Home. Frontier is top up there, Star Trek V. That's obviously one of the best of the movies.
Why is he climbing around?
I'm trying not to swear.
We completely. End of the episode. Completely just remembered when they're doing the running of the fan script. He turns around and goes, you need to respect your actors.
How come we missed that entire bit?
Directed Star Trek 2 or whatever, I got such a good
4.
I got such a good
The Voyage Home.
Acting out of out of him, because I respected him so much. And then Shatner's just like, and when I directed Star Trek
5,
I got a great performance out of myself because I respect myself so much. And I was
come on, fair play to him for doing that line.
Oh, no, fair play, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and that, I think...
I mean, that is the probably the... you know, even with the I think I'm quoting from Big Bang about badness.
Badness, the thing that all badness is measured. Yeah. Well, there's considering you mentioned it, I think this is what we have to end on.
Hell yeah!
We have to talk over it so we don't get strikes.
You know what? I don't even care. I dig this. It's a tune.
What is it?
You'll find out.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain.
Why is he climbing the mountain?
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain?
Let's whack on some lights.
Why is he climbing a mountain?
To hug the mountain.
To envelop
the mountain.
That mountain will hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain will hug the mountain.
So I've not seen that. I don't know what he's.
He wants to make love to the mountain.
Right. That is not edited. Oh, obviously, you know, to hug the mountain. But he says he wants to make love to the mountain. I thought, that's a good edit. That's not an edit.
Like, I don't know, because I've not seen the movies.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's referencing, but I know that because you've shown me it.
The whole big thing about, you know, Star Trek V, he directed it, but, like, at the beginning of the movie, he's climbing a mountain.
Why is he climbing the mountain?
Why is he This is the thing, right? He's a relatively fat 55-year-old man, and he's free climbing El Capitan in Yosemite National Park.
Yeah.
Like, only Shatner thinks he's that cool that he could do that. You know,
fair play.
To be fair, he does fall off it. You know, so.
And he catches him, doesn't he?
Yeah, Spock in his rocket boots.
I want those boots.
Yeah, but. Right, okay, we're doing the Star Trek 5, but, like, science is so real in Star Trek, so where did the Wile E. Coyote rocket boost come from?
Maybe a jetpack, but... rocket boots. But right. Those would be so cool to have, though.
Remember when this podcast was about TNG?
No, it was Futurama.
This is the Futurama special. Shit. This is the Easter special. We talk anything we like. So I'm going to end it on this.
Tough young guys, sinewy bodies in there.
Tough young guys, what?
Fingers and teeny toes challenge the rock.
Teeny
challenging
toes.
Death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love.
The end.